This is Diane Roberts bringing you fresh new writing from Florida State University. Sometimes objects equal memories. Here's Laura Smith with an essay.
My dad has an old blue truck, a Ford F-150. When I was a kid, he put me in his lap and worked the gears while I steered on dirt roads. Other times, Dad drove and his dog sat between us and panted all over my legs. Dad drove me to rodeos and bluegrass festivals and ballet class in that truck. He drove me through soybean fields and longleaf forests and even to an opera in Mobile. Once, I remember Dad brought me to my grandfather's house, a red cabin a mile off the highway, next to a pond and the largest satellite dish I've ever seen. I was 9, maybe 10 years old. Dad parked under the persimmon tree, and I told him, "Dad, I don't ever want to be a redneck." "Laura," he said, "what is a redneck?" "I don't know," I said. I didn't know how to say trash. "Someone with an accent," I said. "Then I'm a redneck," he said. He got out of the truck and he left me in the front seat with the dog's spit and hair smeared over my legs. Now the truck is over 30 years old and Dad keeps it in the pine woods close to the food plot where he hunts deer. But he's afraid of thieves, so he took all the wheels off and the blue truck rusts on cinder blocks. When night falls, bobcats creep under it to hide in the grass.
That was Laura Smith, an MFA candidate in creative writing at FSU.